Callie Bodie and Jacob Moss are organizers who want to improve living conditions for all renters in the area. They're knocking on apartment doors to invite people to an upcoming tenant meeting. They've created the DeKalb Tenant Association. They want to consolidate renter complaints, encourage tenants to advocate for themselves, and brainstorm unique ways to encourage landlords to hear more from their renters. Moss says he's a concerned DeKalb resident and is new to housing advocacy work.
DeKalb has a landlords association, so I think we probably need a tenants association too.
The tenant association started earlier this year out of a Northern Illinois University class that Bodie took, focused on nonprofit work. The meeting Moss and Bodie are inviting people to today is the first one as the catch-all renters association. Bodie says she doesn't want people to live in conditions that she used to as a college student. She said she had a gaping hole in her wall, a broken heating and cooling system, and says the upkeep of her apartment on Greenbrier was subpar.
I love this town. I love DeKalb County. I grew up in Sycamore. I wish my friends didn't all want to move away from me, but they all do, and it sucks.
She says it's a challenge to get the city, management, and tenants to care in the same way. The meeting they were canvassing for took place at the end of June at a local church. After canvassing and making announcements on a Facebook group of more than 90 people, Moss and Bodie were joined by a handful. One person was a renter. No one representing Hunter Properties attended. Moss says they're not discouraged about tenant participation.
We have a lot of work to do where that's concerned, but, you know, this is about building relationships with people in the community. This is about networking with people, and it's a long-term project.
Larry Apperson was one of the people that attended, and he sits on the city's Human Relations Commission.
We've gotten word of so many unclean, unsafe, hazardous situations in many of our rental units.
Moss says he opened a bank account for the association with hopes of being able to eventually function as a resource with funds for legal services on retainer. The tenant was Roxanne Jenkins. She says she's lived at a Hunter-affiliated apartment for 3 years.
It's just been like when you ask for something to get done, it doesn't get fixed.
She says she's also concerned with tenants who leave trash around public spaces and cause public safety concerns.
Before this association, I felt like, why bother? Because I feel alone. Like there's no legal or there's no one on our side. But now I feel like, you know, there's going to be hope and we can get stuff done and the issues that need to be addressed.
Special attention has been given to Hunter Property Apartments. So what is Hunter Properties? According to Assistant City Manager Raymond Munch, they're an ownership company with smaller management branches.
Yeah, so I think it's been talked about pretty widely throughout the community that the city has been faced with some challenges when it comes to Hunter Properties and the conditions of the residential rental properties that they're operating in the city.
Hunter Property representatives have not responded to requests for comment at this time. The rental properties operate under multiple LLC names. Their buildings house hundreds of low-income families and college students. Hunter-affiliated properties have had nearly 500 ordinance violations go through the court system in the last 2 years. They've accrued thousands in fines and fees because properties aren't always up to code. So who owns it? And how did Hunter Properties and the city of DeKalb get to this point? That's next time. I'm Sarah Jesmer.